leadership is in great demand.
领导现在就是我们就是很缺乏。
A survey in 2013 shows that out of the 50 states, 39 states,the highest paid state employee is either college football coach or basketball coach.
就是是2003年有一个就是调查，就是说就是各个州就是被付就是付工薪最高的是篮球队的教练。
Football or basketball.
足球或者是篮球队的教练。
The other 11 states have medical school deans or law school deans and college presidents.
还有其他11个州就是工薪最高的就是包括医学院的那个院长。
I guess the one exception would be Las Vegas. Their medical school plastic surgeon makes the most.
就是可能就是应该是说那个那些医生外科医生是工薪最高的。
The highest paid football coach this year is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh and Alabama's Nick Saban, making $9 million and $7 million.
就是今年这个足球队教练就是被付工薪最高的，一个是密西根大学的一个教练，还有一个是阿拉巴马州的大学的教练。
Of course, their salaries don't come close to what CEOs of major corporations make.
是当然的，就是他们是就是被付就是700,000-900,000，但是他们的工薪呢，要是和那个公司里的那些总裁比起来呢，当然还是比不上的。
And corporations, including nonprofit organizations, face scrutiny as they pay a high price for their leaders.
就是像一些非盈利组织，他们那个就是总裁，他们就是现在他们的高薪要受到很多的就是大家来观察他们。
And all these organizations, whether it be a football team run by the state, university, or a for-profit organization or a non-profit organization, they all justify what they pay for their leaders.
就所有这些组织，不管是像大学还是那个就是还是就是盈利的非盈利的，就他们都是有理由，就是来就说他们解释为什么他们要花这么的高薪来雇他们的总裁。
And the truth is, a good leader makes a huge difference in how the organization is ran, whether it'll be successful or not.
当然就是这个是真实的，就是说一个很好的领袖是对他们的组织是有很大的帮助的。
And every organization needs good leaders.
所以每个组织都是需要一个很好的领袖。
Good and qualified leaders.
一个很好的，而且是有资格的。
And every year in our church, we elect members to serve as deacons and governing board members.
所以每年我们这个教会呢也在选就是来选大家来参加这个执事和理事会。
And this is what we'll be doing next week.
所以我们下星期就是要做这件事。
And this week our passage talks about what kind of qualifications are we looking for in leadership?
我们今天读的这个经文就是讲我们在教会的领袖，我们选教会领袖时，我们要看他们需要哪些资格。
In most organizations, there's two types of leaders.
在很多的组织，一般就是有两种领袖。
There's visible and recognized leaders.
有一种就是大家就是都可以看，公认的可以看见的。
And they're given official titles. They're called officials.
他们都有一个正式的职称，然后所以他们被称为官员。
The other type of leader is more informal and perhaps less defined and less visible.
还有一种呢，就是领袖，就是他们就是非正式的，所以就是有时候可能大家也看不见。
And these people will motivate people and change the culture, but don't necessarily have official title.
就是这些非正式的官员，他们就是在鼓励人们而且并要改变文化，但是呢，但是我们并没有给他们一个正式的头衔。
But we know who they are, and we don't give them title. But they're still, and they're very important to the church.
就是我们知道这些都是谁，尽管他们都没有一个正式的头衔，但是就是他们对我们的教会还是很重要的。
They're also very important to any organization, informal leaders.
对，就是这些非正式的领导，其实对所有的组织都是很重要的。
And their influence can't be underestimated.
所以他们的影响呢是不可低估的。
At some point, we need most organizations, including church, needs formal, recognizable leaders.
但是就是我们就好多那个组织是包括社是我们教会，我们都是需要一个就是正式的领袖的。
And the Bible gives the church two different visible leader or of offices.
圣经呢就是教导我们就是教会里头有两个不同的这个部门。
So some say there are two offices in the church.
比如说有人说这教会有两个部门。
The office of the pastor and the office of the deacon.
一个是牧师，一个就是执事。
And the Bible uses different terms for the office of the pastor to describe some of his various duties.
圣经呢用不同的词来描述就是这两个部门的功能。
Today the verse we read today is talks about the word overseer.
今天我们讲的这个经文呢讲的就是叫监事监督。
And in some versions transliterate this as episcopos, as in the Episcopal Church.
有的就是教会呢，就是有的就是把它翻译成叫主教，就是主教教会就是这么来的。
And this idea that this pastor has the function to oversee, to have oversight, to rule over the church.
他这种想法就是说，这个牧师就是就是他是来主要他是主要的责任就是来监督这个church这个教会。
Another common word used for the same office is the word elder or presbyter to describe this office. And this is where the Presbyterians get their name from.
还有一个同义词呢就是长老的意思，所以呢就是像长老会就是他们教会的名字就是从这儿来的。
And elders we say they're elders because it's a sense of maturity.
我们称他们为长老是因为就是因为他们是是成熟的。
A sense of spiritual, physical, emotional maturity is required for this office.
就是他们在灵命上身体上和那个情感上都是成熟的。
Elders are leaders with experience and wisdom.
这些长老他是就是有经验而且有智慧的领袖。
The word pastor is used for this office and it shows the congregation as sheep being led by Jesus being the chief pastor and pastors as assistants of Jesus.
就牧师这个词呢就是讲就是这个会众的就是像一群羊，那么耶稣是我们的牧者，然后牧师也是耶稣的助手。
In our church we use the term governing board members to describe people who serve in this function.
在我们教会我们就是用理事会这个词来描述这些人。
The second office, so the first office is what we call bishops, pastors, elders, presbyters. It's the same office. The second office is the office of the deacon.
所以就是有两个部门，第一个部门比就是我们来形容什么牧师和长老，他们是属于同一个部门，同一个功能。第二个部门的功能就是执事。
And the word deacon comes from the Greek word diakonos, which means someone who serves or someone who ministers.
执事这个词是从希腊文来，它这个希腊文的意思就是服侍的意思。
And we have two; these are what we call offices. So they're officials, not someone informal, but someone recognized.
就是他们的这个一个官员呢，就是被官员就是他不是一个非正式，他是一个正式的人。
And we need an official because what if the church is exposed to some new teaching?
就是官员是正式的，然后我们需要他们，是因为比如说当教会接触到新的教导的时候。
And people aren't sure what to do with this new teaching.
然后有时候大家可能就不太清楚，就是怎么来怎么看这个新的
教导。It's nice to go to an official, a pastor, the church. Get some clarification.
所以呢，就是因为他们不太就是遇到新的教导不太清楚的时候，那么他们就可以到牧师去去得到一个答案。
If there's someone in the church who has a financial need,
如果教会里头要是有哪个家庭需要经济需要
It'd be nice for the members of the church to be appointed someone who's officially able to handle the finances of the church to help this person in need
所以呢就是教会应该就是有人大家知道可以就是把这个有需要的人让他们跟教会哪些人联系然后得到帮助
It doesn't mean that the pastor has all the answers to all the questions
这并不是说牧师对所有的问题都有回答
He may very well consult other pastors or members of the church
他很可能就是还就是跟其他的牧师或教会其他的会员来咨询
Likewise, the deacon is not going to be able to help every single person but he may connect one person with a need with someone else who can help
同样的这个执事他也是不可能就是帮助所有的人他可能就是需要把这个有需要帮助的和可以帮助他们的人让他们能联系上
So officials are kind of set apart as ones that we know to go to
so
the known public figures
所以这些官员们呢就是我们把他们定出来让大家都知道你有问题的时候你去找他们
And Paul calls Timothy to go find pastors and pastors or elders and deacons in this passage and gives them qualifications of these are things you need to look for
就是保罗跟那个提摩太讲就是让他去找去找牧师监督执事然后就给他了这个一条单就说得找这些人他们的资格应该是什么
Now these two offices are similar
就是教会这两个部门呢他们的就是资格是很像的
But the pastor's emphasis is on leadership through teaching
但是这个牧师呢强调的是就是说是通过教导来带领教会
the deacon's emphasis is on leadership through serving
那么执事呢是强调的是通过服事来领导
both are leaders in the faith
就是这两组人呢都是信仰上面的领导
both are tested and found to be true
然后两个都是被证实是真的
and both lead through example
而且他们都是要以榜样来带领
now there are other leaders and leaders in the church who are not in these offices
就是当然教会还有其他的领袖他们不并不属于这两个部门
If you think about our church we have Sunday school teachers worship leaders small group leaders program coordinators
比如说你要看我们教会的话我们有主日学的老师崇拜小组的领导还有那个小组的领导还有就是像各个节目的那种协调员
And in every church we expect older women to mentor and teach younger women
而且就是跟那个所有教会一样我们也是期望就年长的妇女教导年轻的妇女
Fathers to lead their households
父亲们领导他们的家庭
Parents to lead their children
父母们来家长们来领导他们的孩子
And those leaders should likewise aspire to meet these qualifications
就说这些领导人他们也同样就是他们应该能就是希望来达到就是提摩太这个资格单上的这些资格
In fact, every Christian should aspire to meet these qualifications, right? Every Christian is called to disciple
所以呢实际上就是所有的基督徒呢都应该期望能达到这个要求
So why do I say that? Why must small group leaders, fathers, mothers meet these qualifications for elders?
所以我为什么要这样讲呢为什么小组什么小组领导还有什么父亲母亲啊他们都要就是期望能达到长老的资格呢
Actually, I don't think they must meet these qualifications but they must aspire to these qualifications
实际上我讲就是不是说他们一定要达到这个他们应该是能希望自己能达到
And the reason for this is that there's nothing really special about these qualifications
对我这样说的原因呢就是因为这些资格呢并没有什么特别的
One theologian says this In some respects, the list is remarkable for being unremarkable
所以有一个神学家是这么讲他说就是从某个角度来看这个资格单呢实际上就是因为他列的资格都没有什么特别的所以这个名单反这个单反倒变得非常有特别
In other words there's nothing about superior IQ charisma powerful personality or the like The Christian minister is supposed to be gentle not supposed to be drunk and so forth
也就是换句话说呢就是说 这个资格单上没有讲说你要有一个超高的智商啊，要有魅力，或者是有很有能力的就是强大的个性啊。他就是讲的，就是说基督徒这些做服事的人应该是比较温和，而且就是不要醉酒等等。
The list is remarkable for being unremarkable.
所以呢，这个单子呢，就是非常不寻常，就因为他列的这些资格呢，每一个都是很寻常的。
Indeed, with only a couple of exceptions, all the qualifications listed here are elsewhere in the New Testament demand of all Christians.
所以就是确实的，除了有两个例外的话，这个所有的这些资格要求呢，实际上在新约里头是对所有的基督徒都适合的。
So, with few exceptions, these qualifications are characteristics that we all need to attain. We all try to attain.
所以呢，就是只有那么两个例外，就是所有的这些资格呢，我们作为基督徒，我们都是应该希望能达到的。
It's a way we grow. It's Christian maturity. It's growing in the faith.
所以这也就是我们在基督教里面就是成长的一个过程。
The officials that occupy these offices must have these qualifications.
那么就是在牧师在做牧师这个部门这些官员呢，他们必须要达到这些资格。
But all Christians should be growing in maturity, and over the course of time, they should meet most of these qualifications.
但是所有的那个基督徒呢，都是要在灵命里头在成长，然后呢，就是随着时间他们就是应该能达到如果不是所有的那个资格要求的话，也应该达到大多数的要求。
So for the as we talk about this this message today or this passage today, don't use it as a checklist to see how our deacons and our elders are doing or the governing board is doing. Use it also for yourself.
所以呢，就是我今天讲这个经文的时候呢，我就是想提醒大家，不要用这个不要用这个单子来看，就是你是怎么来选这个理事会和执事的成员，你还应该用这个单子来作为你自己的标准，然后看看你是自己如何。
Because we are all responsible for leading Christians.
因为我们所有的人都是有责任来有责任来领导。
And we should grow in these areas.
然后我们都应该在这个方面来成长。
Before we discuss the specific qualifications, I want to take a note that it is significant that God doesn't choose ability, He chooses character as qualifications for this work.
所以在我们讲这个每一个具体的这个资格，就是长老和执事的资格之前，我就是想提醒一下，就是神，我们看到神所强调的，神所希望的是是人的品德，而要胜过于人的能力。
Most jobs that you apply for in the secular world looks at your abilities.
大多数比如说世俗社会的那些工作，他们这个找人呢，都是找人的能力。
Think about what do you highlight in your resumes.
比如说，想想你的那个履历表中，你是强调哪些东西
？What do companies ask when they publish wanted ads?
还有就是这些公司们，当他们登征人广告的时候，他们要求哪些
？They want to know what you have done, what you're able to do.
他们想知道。你做过什么？你能做什么
？What's your communication skills? What is your ability to solve problems?
你的沟通能力是怎么样？你的解决问题的能力怎么样
？Can you perform certain tasks?
你能不能做某些工作
？And in truth, most of the jobs in the secular world do not ask for character qualifications.
And then 这个也是真的，就是大多数世俗社会的工作，他们并不并没有。就是对品德上有要求。
In the past, we expected certain moral and character qualifications from our political leaders, but that's no longer the case today.
就是过去呢，我们对我们的政治领袖呢，有在他们的品德上是有要求的，有期待的。但是现在已经不是这样了。
But in God's eye, the church requires leadership but it's different in the world.
但是在神的眼里，教会的那个领袖呢，对教会领袖的要求呢，和世界的和世俗的是不一样的。
Character, not ability, is a qualification.
品德而不是能力。这里我们强调的这个资格是品德。
Yes, with character, there's certain expectations of diligence and to use your natural and supernatural abilities for God.
就是这个。品德呢，就是，是讲的，就是，我们就是这个教会的领袖应该勤奋的利用，就是神所给他的自然的或超自然的这些能力来领导。
But it is character, not qualification that God, not ability that God looks for.
但是呢，是。是品德而不是能力是神所要求的
The blind cannot lead the blind and a Christian leader leads to his life and his example
因为瞎子不能带领瞎子所以呢就是基督徒的领袖呢就应该是通过他们的生活来榜样
And God is not so much looking for people with spiritual gifts to lead the church He's looking for people with spiritual fruit
所以呢神呢并不是就是来找那些有在灵命上有恩赐的人来领导教会，而是找那些在灵命上有果子的人来领导。
So we'll look at verse 2. So first and three.
所以我们来看一下第二节。
The first qualification is above reproach or blameless.
第一个，比如说就是讲的是第一个资格呢，就是要无可指责。
Perhaps this is not one character trait as much as one character trait as much as this.It is a way to judge all the other character requirements in this section.
所以这个呢，就是不是唯一的。Okay, 不是。所以这个不是就是只是一个品德的一个，而是就说，这个是概括所有。
It's a way to look at the other character.
Yeah,
so,
对、
就是、is this overseer above reproach when it comes to being faithful to his wife, being temperate and so forth?
对、yeah, ，所以这个呢，实际上就是像一个概况，就是你是用无可指责这个来看，就是接下来一些具体的要求。
So this idea is above reproach is that is the elder overseer does he have any glaring faults?
这个就是讲的，就是说这个监督者，就是他们无可指责，只讲的是他们是没有。有什么就是很明显的就是那些缺陷
Is he a person who has been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit?
他是一个就是被被改变的一个人
Who understand correct teaching but also lives consistent with that teaching in his life?
他了解就是这些教导，而且他在生活中也是很一致的来行这些教导。
He's not without sin.
他并不是没有罪。
But he's one who confesses and repents of his sins.
但是呢，他就是要他会忏悔并悔改。
He's one who hates sin and turns away and avoids them.
他就是记恨罪，而且呢，就是要离开罪。
Morally upright.
他在就是道德上是正直的
And his love for God shows in his life
然后他对神的爱是在他生活中有表现的
He must be faithful to his wife
他必须忠实他的妻子
Literally this in the Greek says one woman man
就是在那个希腊文中他确实这样讲就是讲是有一个女人的男人
And I don't think this means that he can't be polygamous, divorced, or have cheated on his wife I think those are basic, those are must I don't think this is what this is talking about
我觉得这个
It's more than that
yeah, 我觉得这个讲的不是说仅仅是就是说禁止一夫多妻或者是离婚啊或者是欺骗妻子我觉得这些都是最基本的他讲的是超过这些
This requirement includes the idea of cherishing and being devoted to your wife
他讲的这个是讲的要珍惜并且就是要爱戴你的他的妻子
You must live out Ephesians 5:25 and 26.
就是他一定要就是在活出做出以弗所书上面讲的第五章二十五到二十六节。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself a radiant church without sin.Wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。
This is what it means to be faithful to one wife, one woman.
这个就是讲的就是讲的就是要一个妻子的丈夫。
You must also understand that if he doesn't treat his wife with respect, his prayers are hindered.
他还要知道，如果他要是对他的妻子不忠的话，那么他的祷告就会受到阻碍。
And what good will a church leader be if he cannot pray to God?
那么如果这个教会的领导他的祷告受阻碍的话，他还有什么用呢？
The first thing I think this list causes to check is for us married men, how do you treat your wives?
所以这个单子上第一条要求就是就给这些已婚的男人，就是说你是怎么来对待你的妻子。
The next three are related.
下面接下来三个是相关的。
Temperate, self-controlled, and respectable.
有节制，端正，和受人尊重。
A mature Christian is to display the fruit of the Spirit of self-control.
一个成熟的基督徒呢，要表现出就是有自制的果子。
Being temperate means that a Christian is not controlled by his emotions.
有节制呢，就是讲的是就是基督徒呢是不被他的感情来控制。
And sometimes this word temperate is translated with the word vigilant.
就有时候呢，这个有节制这个词呢，又是和那个就是 gosh, I don't know, vigilant.
And this means that the person watches or is careful to control his actions.
也就是说，这个人呢，他就是在他随时随地他在就是检查他自己的行为。
And respectability is the outward manifestation of self-control.
这个那个就受人尊重这一点呢，实际上就是在就是他自我有自制的这个在外在的表现。
So what is self-control?
那么自制是什么意思呢？
In the experiment, a marshmallow is placed in front of a young child.
其实有一个这么一个实验，就是在一群孩子里头把给他们面前放了一个棉花糖。
And he is to be left with this marshmallow in front of him for 15 minutes.
所以呢，这个小孩呢，就是把他们小孩和这个棉花糖呢，让他们就单独在一起15分钟。
With the one instruction, do not eat this marshmallow. If you eat this marshmallow, that's all you get.
然后有这么一个给小孩有这么一个指示，就是说你呢不要吃这个，这十五分钟之内你不要吃这个棉花糖。
But after 15 minutes.And the marshmallow is still here. When I come back, I'll give you another one.
所以呢，我就是我现在就呢，就是离开房间。如果十五分钟回来以后呢，你这个棉花糖还在呢，我再给你一个。
So the kids who were able to wait 15 minutes received the larger reward.
所以呢，那些小孩呢，如果他能等十五分钟的话呢，他会就是有一个更大的奖赏。
This is self-control.
所以这个就讲的就是自制。
So Stanford did this study, and they follow up on them years later.
所以是斯坦福大学做了这个实验。他们而且就是多年以后呢，他们又就是调查了这些就参加实验的这些小孩。
And the ones that were able to wait,
就是那些能等十五分钟。
They found that they have better SAT scores, better educational achievements, and even healthier BMIs.
所以就是
body mass index, so they're fit, more fit.
所以那些能等了十五分钟，然后不吃糖棉花糖这些小孩呢，就发现呢，他们就是 SAT 是美国考大学的那个考试，就是他们那个 SAT 他们的成绩都非常优秀，而且他们在教育上还有教育上也都受了很优秀的教育，而且甚至就是他们的就是身高体重那个比例也是非常健康的。
So self-control, right?If you were able to wait 15 minutes for the more reward, you were able to do all these other things.
所以这个讲的就是自制就讲的就是一个例子，就是说你要是能等15分钟的话，那么你会得到更大的奖赏。
For Christians, having self-control means delaying the gratifications for a while so that we can gain better reward in heaven.
所以对我们基督徒来讲呢，就是我们要应该有自制，所以这样的话我们能延缓我们的就是这种满足，将来我们可以在那个天堂里面得到更好的奖赏。
It means to put off sin and desires that control our bad habits and give them up to God.
所以呢他也就讲就是讲的这个自制的意思呢，就是说要熄灭罪恶的欲望，然后呢，就是控制我们那些坏习惯。
Perhaps being controlled by the Holy Spirit is a good way to a good synonym.
那么就是还有一个词呢，就是被圣灵控制呢，也是一个很好的同义词。
In self-control, we learn to hand over the controls of our own desires by the power of the Holy Spirit to God.
所以呢，就是从我们呢就是通过圣灵的大能来控制我们自己。
And our gratification is delayed for now, so that God will reward those who are faithful to Him.
也就是说，我们就是如果延迟现在的这个满足的话，将来就神会给我们更好的、更高的。
Christian leaders must display self-control.
那么基督徒的领袖呢，一定要有这种自制的表现。
Next qualification is hospitality.
下一条资格要求呢，就是要热情友好。
It is making strangers welcome.
那么这个友好款待，就是说让这些陌生人呢感到受欢迎。
The Greek word is a compound word, philoxenon.
这个希腊原文呢，实际上是一个复合词，讲的是philo 和 xeno.
Yeah, so philo means friendship, friend, and xeno stranger.
就是第一个词呢 ，philo 讲的就是是友谊；第二个那个讲的就是陌生人。
So you can think of it as making a friend out of a stranger.
所以呢，你可以看成就是把就是从陌生人和陌生人交流呢，把他们变成朋友。
And Jesus sets a high standard for hospitality for us.
所以呢，耶稣呢就是给了我们一个很高的好客的标准。
Jesus seems to have become notorious for a practice of open hospitality that brought him the label a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
所以有一个神学家是这么讲，就是耶稣呢就好像是因为他就是这种就是非常友好，那么他反倒给他自己带来了一个就是很不好的名声，就是有人说他呢是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
You see, people who knew Jesus, who saw Jesus, blamed him for being hospitable.
所以你看，就大家人们其实知道耶稣，而且了解他，但是呢他们还是就是埋怨他，就是因为他就是太好客了。
Likewise, in the parables, he taught us to love strangers.
同样就是耶稣呢在用比喻来教导我们怎么来爱我们爱这些陌生人。
Here's a familiar one, the Good Samaritan.
所以有一个大家都熟悉的，就是讲一个好撒玛利亚人。
In reply to this man, he says, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. The priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave it to an innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which one of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
所以这个比喻呢，在路加福音中，耶稣这样说，耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地，看见他也照样从那边过去了。 唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出两钱银子来交给店主，说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？”他说：“这是怜悯他的。”耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”
The Samaritan hero of this parable demonstrated hospitality to a stranger.
就是这个比喻中讲的这个撒玛利亚人呢，所以他就是表现了最陌生人的殷勤。
And Jesus said,You do go and do likewise.
然后耶稣呢也是就说你去也照样做吧。
The Samaritan gave sacrificially to a stranger.
这个撒玛利亚人呢就是他就是确实是破了财来照顾这个陌生人。
Right. The priest and Levi avoided the stranger. They saw him and thought the stranger was a disgusting creature, so they walked on the other side.
这个祭司和这个利外人他们呢反倒就是躲开了这个陌生人，他们看见这个陌生人呢，然后他们觉得这个人就是很恶心，所以他们就在路的另一旁边走过去了。
The Samaritan saw the stranger as a fellow human in the image of God, and he had compassion on him.
这个可是这个撒玛利亚人呢看见这个陌生人呢，去把他就觉得是我是我们都是人，所以呢，他就有了动了慈心。
He got his hands dirty. He bound up the wounds with his own hands and anointed the traveler. You can't do that without getting your hands dirty.
所以呢，他就是甚至就是弄脏了他的手，他把这个人的那个伤口包扎好了，然后就要浇了油。所以你不可能就是做这些。
He got out his own animal and put a traveler on his own animal.
然后他下了他自己从他自己骑的牲口上下来，把这个陌生人让他骑上去。
He took his own money to care for the man.
他用自己的钱来照顾这个人。
Right, this is love. This is hospitality that Jesus demands of us. Go do likewise.
所以呢，这个也就是爱，这个也就是说，就是好客。耶稣要求我们都这样做。
And at this encounter, the Samaritan and the traveler are no longer strangers but friends.
所以呢，就是这经历这次以后呢，那么这个撒玛利亚人和这个和这个他救的这个人，他们也就不再是陌生人了，他们就变成朋友了。
And this is the power of hospitality, strangers becoming friends.
所以呢，这个也就是好客的大能，就是可以把陌生人变为朋友。
And ultimately, we are recipients of God's hospitality.
所以呢，其实最终呢，我们是神的好客的接收者。
We're strangers and foreigners to God's covenant.
我们对神来呢，神的约呢，我们都是陌生人和外邦人。
Enemies of God.
我们是神的敌人。
Who Jesus came and sacrificed Himself to save us.
可是耶稣来到这里牺牲了他自己来救。
And this is why Jesus can say, "Go and do likewise."
这也就是为什么耶稣说就。你们去吧，也同样做。
And truthfully, on Judgment Day, we had no excuse if we don't do likewise.
所以就是真实的讲呢，就是说真的，就是到审判那日呢，就是我们没有任何借口，就是不照样做。
If Jesus came as a stranger in your midst, would we care for him?
所以，比如说，如果耶稣要是扮装成一个陌生人来到我们中间，我们会照顾他吗？
And this is what Jesus says about Judgment Day, right?
所以这是耶稣讲审判日的时候。
The king would say to those on his right, on the right of the people who God favors, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick.You looked after me, I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When do we see a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When do we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
就是耶稣就是 于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了你们给我吃，渴了你们给我喝，我做客旅你们留我住，我赤身露体你们给我穿，我病了你们看顾我，我在监里你们来看我。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或者赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Christian leaders must model hospitality.
基督领袖一定要做出好客的榜样。
Without it, we're just like everyone else who love our own but not others.
因为没有这个好客的话，我们就变成只是就是爱我们自己。
Hospitality makes us light in the dark world.
这个好客呢，就是使我们成为这个黑暗世界中的光。
Anyone can love those who love them.
每个人呢都可，我们就是都很容易就是爱我们的人。
We are called to love strangers, even enemies.
但是基督作为基督徒呢，我们是被呼召要爱那些陌生人，甚至是我们的敌人。
Next time when I speak, we'll cover the other qualifications.
下次我讲的时候会讲其他的那个资格要求。
But as we vote next week for governing board and deacon board members.Let's take a look at these qualifications.
所以就是 yeah, 所以下个星期呢，我们是要选这个理事会和执事会的成员，所以我们来看一下。
But also look at these qualifications for ourselves.
所以呢，就是我们呢也要看看这些就是资格要求来，来用它来衡量一下我们自己。
What areas do we need to grow in?
在哪方面我们需要成长？
Do we cherish our wives? Are we faithful in cherishing them, loving them?
我们是不是珍惜我们的妻子，爱他们
？Are we temperate, self-controlled, respectable?
我们是不是有自制，有自控，然后就是有人值得人家尊重
？Hospitable.
我们是不是乐意
？Do we have a habit of taking strangers and making them into friends?
我们是不是就是会把陌生人变为朋友
？Consider and ask God.To grow our sphere of influence, the people around us.
就是我们要想想，就是来求神帮助我们就是增长我们的影响力。
Let us seek to disciple others.
让我们来去寻找途径来带其他的人做门徒。
Our sons and daughters, wives and husbands, how are we leading them?
比如说我们的家人儿子、女儿、妻子，就是我们怎么来领导他们。
Let us be example to those in our faith and those outside, so that people may see us and glorify God in heaven.
所以，让我们就是给给就是我们教会以外的人作为榜样，让他们来看我们是怎么来通过我们怎么来领导。